If he can't give us an update, he should resign. Absolutely.
Wrap up after.
He's so confused. He doesn't...
Hold here.
He can't even understand English. All right, everybody, we have now entered day 40 of Senator Mitch McConnell being hospitalized out of the public eye. His condition is unknown, no video record of him, and he has missed votes for 40 days straight. He's basically not representing the people of Kentucky, and I want to show you the exact moment that Senator Mitch McConnell's chief of staff, Terry Carmack, was refusing to answer any questions related to Mitch McConnell's current condition or why he hasn't released a video statement. Before I play this video for you, it's over a minute of him being chased, I just want to pose a quick thought experiment. If the roles were reversed here and we had an elderly Democratic senator who had fallen ill and was missing for 40 days, and there was a Republican governor in that state, do you think the Republican governor would hold off and would, you know, basically just not call a special election? I do not think so. In fact, I think Donald Trump would call up that Republican governor like he did Governor Abbott and say, hold it now, law be damned, we do not care, we are going to grab power. Now, that's not to say that Governor Andy Beshear should do that and break the law. At the end of the day, I'm sure his team is looking into things, and I'm not going to make it about him in particular, but that thought experiment shows that the Republican Party is so power hungry that the power imbalance right now rests with the side that is willing to break all of the rules and all of the laws. And right now, Mitch McConnell is not representing the American people. Watch this clip because it's pretty wild. And if you want to help boost and support the Adam Mockler feed, you can drop a like, you can subscribe below. It genuinely means the world. We will have your back every single day. And it's great when you have ours. Thank you.
Senator Mitch McConnell of Kentucky has been out of the Senate since June 14th, about 5 weeks ago when he entered the hospital. I tried to get some more information about his condition from his chief of staff.
Terry, can you tell us why McConnell hasn't put out a video yet? In addition to the photo, do you think you should produce more information for the public? Anything you could say, sir, about the situation? His constituents are wondering, and there's all kinds of things going around social media. Do you guys plan to put out more information, a video, statement, or something? Anything you could say, sir, about the situation?
He's refusing to even look that way. They're just ignoring it. They are literally taking power away from Kentuckians, covering up Mitch McConnell's condition. Who knows if he's brain dead, if he's dead? Who knows right now? They are not releasing anything. Mitch McConnell needs to resign. If he's still alive and he wants to continue to, like, you know, be in the hospital, take care of himself, do what he needs health-wise, that's fine. But resign from office immediately.
Is he on life support or is he good? Like, what's his condition? Could you at least tell the public about his condition?
Everybody involved in this needs to be fired or needs to resign. Shout out to Nicholas Balassi for being out there pushing. Also, shout out to Pablo Reports. Here's a clip of AOC talking about McConnell.
Or just do another update. If he can't give us an update, he should resign. Absolutely.
In addition to the one he sent out about a week and a half ago.
I think it's been very clear to people across Kentucky that his update was not sufficient. And, you know, I don't know if he has a conversation with a journalist. I don't know if he has a conversation with the governor. I don't know what his staff are doing. But we have a responsibility to the American people. We're seeing increasingly these votes are being decided by a one or two vote margin. And if you're not capable of, not only not capable of doing the job presently, but we need to know if you're capable of doing the job for the foreseeable future. And that I think is tremendously important.
Very well said from AOC, as always. Do not let the Republican Party gaslight you into thinking that this is normal. It is not normal for senators to just be MIA, missing in action, no way to do their work, their staffers basically ghost running their campaigns. And as AOC says, if you can't give us an update, just resign. immediately. The entire Republican Party is losing their mind. And this is Donald Trump while this is all happening at an event.
No men. We want no men in women's sports. Transgender, they want transgender for everybody. I call it transgender mutilization of your children.
Like a mutilization. I don't think that's a word. I think he's looking for the word mutilation. It's not true, but at the end of the day, Grandpa needs to go to bed. Grandpa is losing his mind. Somebody get him off the stage right now. Adam Cochran posted 23 days ago. So last month, when Mitch McConnell was rushed to the hospital, he was unconscious. He has not been heard from since, and his staff won't even confirm if he's still in a hospital or a prognosis. That is true to this day. He then updated. 23 days later, Mitch McConnell is still MIA. He has been hospitalized for 39, basically 40 days since he fell ill. 40 days missing. When I first suggested, he says, that they were waiting out the August 3rd date, I was called a conspiracy theorist and told that no one could run interference that long. Only 11 days remain. McConnell's staff won't even acknowledge if they've spoken to him recently, but they want you to believe he is now 40 days in the hospital for a small fall with no complications, but still can't leave on the doctor's orders. Remember, after the deadline of August 3rd, Kentucky law says that Governor Andy Beshear can no longer call a special election if something were to happen. They are trying to hold out until this deadline. They are not showing any proof of life, and it's a very obvious cover-up, no? I mean, Mitch McConnell isn't very well-liked, but the Republican Party likes power. I forgot about this clip of Mitch McConnell getting booed at the Republican National Convention back in July of 2024. Pretty brutal, and he can barely even speak in this.
Chairman, Madam Chairman, the Commonwealth of Kentucky proudly cast 46 votes for the next president, Donald J. Trump.
Those boos were pretty vicious. You could hear the loud rumble of boos in the background because Mitch McConnell is incredibly unpopular. This entire party is an absolute clown show. Look at Donald Trump also getting mocked at his rally yesterday. He was getting mocked in Georgia by the kid behind him.
I'm in the history of our country, and Americans are working today more so than ever before. We have more jobs today than we've ever had. And it's not even close. More people are working.
The kid kind of nailed it, but this administration is a laughing stock. They are covering this all up, and here's Desiree for Change on the ground.
All right, everyone. So it is Thursday, July 23rd. Today would mark day 40 if Senator Mitch McConnell is still in the hospital here. So we're going to swing around here and see if his Capitol Police security detail is still here, and turns out they are. Oh, I'm sure they've got to be sick of this, the poor Capitol Police. For those of you who've been asking, Capitol Police are in these vehicles. I've seen them switch shifts. I don't believe Capitol Police have a single idea as to what his current health is, because just like in Capitol Hill, they were left outside, or they're stationed outside of the office. So I don't think they have any clue what his health is. But as you can see, the vehicle's on. There's someone in there. They rotate every few hours, but he's still here as of day 40.
Do you guys remember this video of Senator Mitch McConnell saying that it's time to wrap up this Senate hearing a few months back? And it was not time to wrap it up. His aide says, we still have four more people who have questions. Baldwin, Kennedy, they all have to ask questions. And Mitch McConnell is just out of it. He can't hear for like five different times. Get this guy out of power. He needs to resign immediately, as AOC said.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, here's where we are. The vote is about over. The secretary has to get with the president on the China trip. I'm going to ask Senator Murkowski to wrap up. And thank you all for being here.
Baldwin, Shaheen, and Kennedy still have questions. Wrap up after
Let me see what I'm being told here. Yeah, obviously there's not a whole lot of time for a second round, so we'll get through everybody. And Senator Murkowski, I appreciate your taking over.
Lord have mercy. This is what our country is being run by. Out of touch politicians. It's not even necessarily an age thing. I don't want to generalize because there are older people who are spry, who are fit and sharp of the mind, and there are younger people who are dumb, of course. But broadly, we are sick of seeing out-of-touch politicians running our institution and hurting young people's or the average American's ability to represent ourselves because Mitch McConnell has to cling on to power, even though he hasn't been gone or he hasn't been in office for 40 days. He's been in the hospital missing votes. On a separate note, according to Desiree Townsend, Mitch McConnell having a taxpayer-funded Capitol Police detail sitting outside the hospital has sparked new controversy on Capitol Hill, as these details are typically reserved for congressional leadership who need it. After speaking with Capitol Police, the Public Information Office, and the Sergeant at Arms, she learned that a member of Congress can also request a protective detail if there's a credible threat against them. Given that McConnell remains hospitalized and his office has released very public information, it would make sense that his security detail is being maintained to prevent unauthorized access to his hotel room. Now, that could be to prevent real oversight into what's happening. That could be to prevent any sort of real journalism. The main journalism that's happening right now is coming from reporters on the ground, like Nicholas Blasi, who also pressed Rand Paul, senator from Kentucky.
Senator, can you tell us what you think about McConnell's absence? Do you think he needs to put out a video instead of just a photo? What's your position on the term limits issue? Do you think the McConnell issue says anything about term limits? We're talking to members about this whole McConnell situation.
Yeah.
Do you think he's put out enough information? Some people are saying he should put out a video. And what do you think it says about the issue of age limits? That's what people are talking about for members of Congress.
No, I don't know anything about McConnell's health, because I know zero. I'm totally in the dark. At a certain point, you have an obligation to your constituents in the country to tell them what's going on.
Even Republicans are coming out and saying he needs to be transparent.
No, so I can't do that for him, because I have zero idea. I never have had any idea about it.
Nobody knows where he is. Nobody knows what his condition is right now. And that is the exact point that is being made. And that's kind of the scary part. He's supposed to be representing Americans, representing Kentuckians. And he's not. He is failing to do that day after day after day. And here's Donald Trump ranting and raving about the Vietnam War. There are all these warmongering neocons who are still clinging on to power. We need to push back against this. Like, listen to this.
And here, you know, we were in Vietnam for 20 years, lost thousands and hundreds of thousands of lives, but thousands and thousands of lives. We were in Afghanistan for years. We were in all these wars that you heard about for years and years. We were, you know, never, I called them never ending wars. Well, we're in for 4 months. And I had a very sad day yesterday. I went to Dover. 4 great American patriots killed. That's 18 in 2 wars, and 1 is too many, but it's 18. Whereas in Vietnam, we lost 200,000. We lost.
Dog, this is the worst argument ever. He's trying to compare all of the most tragic losses of life in American history to an unforced war of choice that Donald Trump decided to just linger into, wander into on behalf of Netanyahu, and he thinks that makes it better. These Republicans are so old. I hate to be blunt here, but they're so old that they're clinging on to life while in office. Lindsey Graham passed away suddenly. I would never make fun of that. It's a scary thing. Life and death is very scary. Mitch McConnell has been gone for 40 days. I'm not going to make fun of it, but I'm going to sit here and relentlessly cover that. We have even Democrats in office over the past 2 years have just died in office. We need people that aren't out of touch. We need people who can continue to push back. I've been watching Mitch McConnell benefit from the same type of protective system that he has denied ordinary Americans, the same type of paid leave and sick leave that he has denied them, while he gets his own protective detail, while he can just skip work and not even show up. It is disgusting, and Americans are tired of this. They are tired of watching elected officials cling on to power until they literally cannot function function while the country's problems escalate and elevate and healthcare gets worse. But the multi-million dollar staffers that are just shadow running Mitch McConnell's campaign aren't really addressing that. I love you all. I'll see you in the next video. Peace out.